WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic Calm. We're diving into a topic that feels like it's been taking up more and more of our mental real estate. Work-life balance. I mean, seriously, who hasn't felt the pressure of trying to juggle deadlines, family time, personal projects, and maybe even squeezing in some sleep? It's like we're all playing a never-ending game of Tetris, trying to fit these colorful blocks into our lives without anything falling apart. But guess what? There's a better way. We can actually achieve this elusive work-life harmony, no magical unicorn required. So, how do we make it happen? Well, today, I'm sharing 5 key takeaways that are going to rock your world and help you reclaim control of your time. First up, know your priorities. Think about what truly matters to you. Is it spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing a passion project, or simply having some downtime to recharge? Get crystal clear on those values because they'll be your guiding stars when things get hectic. Imagine life as a beautiful tapestry. The threads of your priorities are the vibrant colors that make it unique. Don't let the stress of work dull them out. Number 2, learn to say no. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's a game changer. You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. It's okay to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities or simply stretch you too thin. Remember, saying no to something is actually saying yes to what truly matters. Think of it like this. Every no you say opens up space for a bigger yes in your life. Third, schedule your non-negotiables. Just like you schedule meetings and deadlines, block out time for the things that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. This could be anything from reading a good book to going for a walk in nature or simply enjoying a cup of coffee in peace. Treat these moments like sacred appointments because they are essential for your well-being. Next up, batch similar tasks together. Ever feel like you're constantly switching gears and jumping between different projects? Try grouping similar tasks together to create more focus and efficiency. For example, dedicate one block of time to answering emails, another to working on creative projects, and so on. This helps minimize mental clutter and keeps you in a flow state. And finally, don't forget to disconnect. In our always-on world, it's easy to feel plugged in 24/7. But remember, your mind and body need breaks. Set aside time each day to unplug from devices, step away from screens, and truly be present in the moment. Whether it's spending time with loved ones, engaging in a hobby, or simply enjoying some quiet contemplation, these moments of disconnection are crucial for restoring balance and preventing burnout. Alright, let's bring this home with a real-life example. Imagine Sarah, a busy marketing manager who constantly feels overwhelmed juggling work projects, family commitments, and personal errands. She's always on her phone, checking emails late at night, and barely has time to cook dinner, let alone relax. Sound familiar? But here's the good news. Sarah can change this. By prioritizing her well-being, she decides to schedule dedicated family time every evening, free from work interruptions. She learns to say no to unnecessary meetings and delegates tasks whenever possible. Sarah also starts practicing mindfulness by taking short breaks throughout the day to breathe deeply and clear her mind. The result? Sarah feels less stressed, more energized, and actually enjoys spending time with her loved ones. And guess what? Her work performance improves because she's feeling more focused and present when she's on the job. So remember, achieving work-life balance isn't about achieving some mythical state of perfection, it's about making conscious choices that align with your values and priorities. By incorporating these key takeaways into your daily life, you can create a more fulfilling and balanced existence, one where you thrive both personally and professionally. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to prioritize your well-being? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's inspire each other on this journey to Stoic Calm. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.